Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club, the Chinese language podcast where you get to talk back. I'm your host, Lindy, and with me today is a very, very good friend of mine who has come to guest host an episode with us today. Her name is Betty Chow, and thanks for coming today, Betty. How are you?
我稍微自我介绍一下，你好，我是昌星，然后我是在台湾台北出生长大的，然后读完了大学之后呢，我就移民过来到美国加州来，谢谢。嗯，好的，那我们是怎么认识的？
那个时候是因为我搬到从加州搬到北卡过来，然后我跟林杰的女儿，我们还有我的小孩，我们玩在一起，在是在一个百货公司，很巧遇的。嗯，对，就是。然后 my good friend, your English name is Betty, correct?
对。
Agreed to come here and record an episode with me today. So here we are, and we are going to talk about maybe one of my favorite topics, which is vacations. And in Chinese, that would be what?
关于度假，非常休闲，非常relax的一个话题。对对，就是度假。
Before we go through the vocabulary words, our main topic, besides being about vacations, is about a special kind of vacation. Can you tell us what that is in Chinese?
宅度假.
Okay, so 宅度假, so 宅, second tone, 度假, two fourth tones. And that actually means staycation.
是的。对,
mm-hmm. Okay. And we will explain more about that after the vocabulary words. So here we go.
宅度假.
Staycation.
假期.
Vacation time, period of leave.
人潮.
Sea of people.
涌动.
To surge.
人潮涌动.
Throngs of people pushing against one another.
抢票.
To fight over limited number of tickets.
集体度假.
Group vacation.
时尚.
Fashionable.
混成词.
Blended word, portmanteau.
彩蛋射击游戏.
Paintball.
健行.
Hiking.
各国美食.
Global cuisine.
金融危机.
Financial crisis.
疲软.
Weak.
预算.
Budget. Okay, so let's listen to today's 对话.
<音>好不容易迎来假期，最烦心的就是把车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口，或是挤在人潮涌动的景区，什么也没看到。 还必须忍受抢票上的困难。受够了抢票难、坐车人挤人、景区人看人的集体度假模式，如今宅度假的方式成为旅行的时尚新选择。宅度假是由 stay 和 vacation 组成的混合词，意思是在家或家附近度假。有些人可能会去附近的旅游景点、游泳馆，或选择骑马、彩蛋射击游戏、远足。 或参观博物馆等有趣的活动，在宅度假期间，大家更会尝试不同的餐厅，享受各国美食。2007年到2010年金融危机期间，宅度假在美国流行起来。2009年，由于英镑疲软，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。 由于度假期间容易遇到交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间的限制，宅度假成为大部分人的新选择。随着大家对休闲的方式有更多不同的想法，宅度假的概念在中国也流行起来。All right，我们回来了。然后，先说到宅度假这个意思吧，你说吧，怎么解释啊？
宅度假就是一种新的度假方式，然后呢，它通常呢，很自由，很轻松，不需要人挤人，然后呢，就是在你住家的附近范围之内，然后去参观一些不同的好玩的一些地方啊、景点啊，可以自己安排很多各种不同的活动。
对，I think 最主要的，对，是你待在家里。 你不出去 like 你不住宾馆 You're at least sleeping in your house at night while going out in the daytime
对住家附近的旅游活动
对对就是
也许就是差不多一个小时一个半小时的车程
So 你觉得现在在中国还有在台湾这些的假期的方式很流行吗
我相信它是一个很流行的因为它非常有弹性然后随时可能就可以去不需要任何的安排第一个第二就是说它预算也不用花太多的钱
Right, yes It's a very economical way to kind of take a vacation and then see some sights around where you live and may not be that crowded All those kinds of reasons Okay, so let's look at the 第一个词组它说好不容易迎来假期 So 我们要说到假期这个意思那度假和假期它们有什么区别
假期呢是指好像就是一段时间你的那个度假的一段时间就是叫假期、
okay.
放假的一段时间特别是在讲时间有这个一个片段的时间比如说三天五天七天那度假呢意思就是讲说哦，你不需要工作的时候的那一些自由的时间你想要出去玩的那个意思就是指度假、
okay.
我准备要去度假了
Okay.
没有那种时间上面的意思。
Got it. So, 假期 is kind of like the period of time for your vacation.
对
Whereas 度假 is actually the vacation itself.
是
Okay, so if the two of us are coworkers, and I know that you have some vacation time coming up, and I want to say to you, oh, what do you plan to do on your next vacation? Would I say 假期 or would I say 度假？
你会这样子问说，哎，下次的度假你希望去哪里呢、对你希望去哪里哎，你希望去那边哎，做什么活动呢
OK
大部分的人会问哎，你的度假的景点在哪里呢活动是什么呢
OK
对，就特别不会有人特别关心哎，你下次的度假是几天呢、啊？五天还是三天
哦， 对不是那个意思就是我们两个一起工作然后我知道你下个礼拜要放假
对
所以我有可能会好奇的问你一下哦、
你
下个礼拜
下个礼拜度假你要去哪里呢
你要去哪里
然后你要去哪里然后你要去做什么呢、
okay.
有什么好玩的
OK 那也可以说假期吗下一次的假期
也可以
打算做什么呢
对也可以这个时候你也可以讲假期你想打算做什么但是那个期那个字就是特别有讲是时间的意思
OK
那个期什么什么期间
OK明白了明白了有放假也可以说是吧你下一次放假、
哎、下次放假的时候你想要去哪里玩呢
Okay, so in the first small phrase here, we say 好不容易迎来假期 So this person doesn't seem to be looking forward to their vacation, which is kind of weird, but according to the text, why are they not looking forward to it?
因为虽然心里面是很想要有假期但是呢想到假期呢可能会有很多好玩的地方就是人很多或者是说哎，你的火车票买不到
Right.
所以呢这个心情有点复杂又期待然后又觉得有点烦躁
Right, 应该是吧然后这个人他说车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口
是
Yeah, so you can imagine that's a very frustrating thing, right? Like as soon as you drive out of your house you're already in a traffic jam like right outside the gate Yeah, okay So when we go to crowded places, there are a couple of special words to describe that. We have 人潮 and we have 涌动 And it seems like you can also, 也可以把它们连在一起。人潮涌动。
对。
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about 人潮。是一个名词还是个动词？
它是一个名词。
Okay.
然后人潮的意思可以把它想象成像是海水浪潮一般。然后人很多就像海这么的大
OK Like a sea of faces A sea of people
对、
okay.
所以我们就用人潮
OK
这样子来形容人很多就像海水海潮一般的多、
okay.
量那么多
好的那人潮、他们在做什么他们在涌动
对
So 涌 is third tone, right?
涌三声对
OK
动是四声
Alright, so 涌动 is a 动词 So what does it mean exactly?
涌动的意思就是像是海浪一般这样子前进、后退、上来、下去，然后呢，就形容着人挤人，然后在景点的地方人挤人，然后万头钻动，这个意思就是很类似人潮涌动。万头钻动的意思就是说人很多，然
OK，
后动来动去的，可能有些人要买票，有些人要挤进去这个景点，有些人在拍照。有些人在走来走去，这个就是涌动的意思。大家做不同的活动，在那个时间之内，大家动来动去的。
I can imagine like an undulating wave of people just kind of
对。
like moving against each other a bit. And we can put these four words together, 人潮涌动。他们是经常放在一块儿吗？
对。人潮涌动，对，或者是讲万头钻动，或者是人挤人。
There's some variations, but it's all
对，
kind of this picture of
是
crowds of people just kind of like surging and moving and 很热
，right，
闹。Okay.
热闹，对，也是一个
thank you. 很热闹。
很热闹，对，
Okay.
大家都会讲啊，好热闹，
对，because 热 is like hot, right?
对，
Now is like noisy.
对，
Okay,
可以
put them
去讲
together and
说，
it's like bustling and lively and
对，
active.
对，
热闹。
热
Okay,
闹。
perfect. So 他们在一个人潮涌动的景区，so like some kind of scenic spot, and 什么也没看到。Like you can't really see anything pretty because there's just a lot of people there, right?
对，
Okay, 还必须忍受抢票上的困难。
对，
So 抢票，this is a interesting word，怎么解释？
这个抢票的意思就是，比如说你要去买飞机票，或者是要去买火车票，现在都是在网络上订，然后呢，通常就是在可能3分钟之内。就订完了，就没有票了，所以这个抢就是有一点是 fight 那种意思，要去在3分钟之内去按订购，然后要真的买得到票，就是有一种这种大家在 fight 那种意思。
Right, it makes me think a little bit of panic buying. You know, so kind of shortly before the pandemic, I know it's a little bit different, but shortly before things kind of shut down for a little bit in the States, I remember going to the store and people were like, can I say, 在抢买 toilet paper, how do you
对，
say?
强买那个厕所纸或者
Right,
是卫生纸，对，没
right.
错，就是有这个意思在，就是大家就是把那个货架上面的卫生纸全部抢空了，
Right.
就有这个意思。
Okay.
对，而
All
且
right.
那个货架上的东西是固定的数量，不是无限供应的，所以说大家都是在那1个小时之内把货架上的东西都抢空，就是这个抢的意思，
Okay.
或者是把米 rice。把它抢空了，或者是把什么青菜抢空了。
Okay. So 抢空 is what is 空?
空 is empty。
Empty. Okay. So you can say. Besides saying 抢票，you can say 抢空，还
对，
可
我
以
抢
说什
空
么？
了所有的米 rice，
OK，OK，okay.
对，然后或者是 vegetable，全部一扫而空，抢空了。
Okay, so 不可以说我抢米，抢米饭，like 抢票，right? You say almost like steal the tickets, but you can't exactly say 抢
我
米。
抢米也可以，但是不太常用。我
Okay，
抢
最
米，
好是说抢空。米，
我抢空了米，对，
抢空了米。
对，
OK，All right. So yeah, that is not ever a very fun situation to be fighting with people
对，
for tickets or whatever else. And another thing is like when you're 在什么景区的地方，like some scenic spot，然后有人很多，然后有这种，我们下一个词是集体度假。So I believe that means group vacation
对，
和旅行团有什么区别？
差不多的意思就是说集体度假，你看到的就是在这些好玩的地方呢，你看到就是一堆的人，然后他们都在同一个时间去看这些东西，其实你看到就是人很多，然后就好像是你去参加旅行团，然后你就是跟着你的那个旅行团的朋友。然后去看那个景点，然后也是人很多。如果旅行团带你去的景点，去好玩的地方，通常都是人很多的地方，非常有名的景点。 所以呢这个就是集体度假，就非常类似旅行团的意思。
OK， 基本上没有什么区别，
没有什么区别。
OK OK， so 因为很多人觉得还是这种的旅游方式不是很放松的，
对，
所以他们越来越选宅度假这个方式。 So、mm-hmm. 我们又说回宅度假、
mm-hmm.
那你有没有自己宅度假？ Have you ever had like a staycation?
有、
mm-hmm.
我其实是比较喜欢宅度假的、mm-hmm. 我只要比如说我回去台湾的时候，在台北的时候，我自己就会去安排一些半天的时间，早上的时间我就安排一个旅游景点，然后呢就可能坐个 subway 坐个地铁然后过去那个景点，可以深度的旅游，就是可以花三个小时的时间好好的在附近玩一玩。比如说我去一个 hot spring，
a hot spring，
对、
yeah.
然后我就坐车到那里去，然后呢在那里待个三个小时好好的去玩。
那 hot spring 我也去过，突然忘记了中文怎么说，
温泉，
温泉 that's right， 对，好放松的，
对，很放松的在那边泡温泉，
对，
然后看看风景，然后呢或者吃一吃附近好吃的餐厅，
对对，那是很好。那你觉得现在宅度假我们已经讲过了是时尚新的选择， so 时尚 fashionable、
mm-hmm.
Well, although fashionable, maybe that's not the best translation because that's more like clothes, right?、
Mm-hmm.
But popular. It's a
trendy.
Yeah. Okay,、mm-hmm. yes, I like that. So a trendy new choice. And I want to just kind of point out that just like in English, we would say a trendy new choice.、
Mm-hmm.
So in Chinese, it seems like the word order is the same, right? 时尚新选择。
对。
Okay. 好。Okay, so next we're going to be talking about a word that I think is kind of fancy in、mm-hmm. English. It was the first time I encountered it that I recall.、
Mm-hmm.
So for you fancy people, that's portmanteau. And you might know what that is. I didn't know, like, on the, if I just saw that word, I'd be like, portmanteau, what is that? But, of course, in our text, it says, staycation is a portmanteau that combines stay and vacation. So very simply, it's a blended word. And how would we say that in Chinese?
混成词，就是混合两个不同的意思，把它组成一个词。
Mm-hmm.
混成词。
Okay, so 宅本来是住宅的宅， which is a residence.
对，
right? And then 度假, of course, we talked about that's like a vacation. So、mm-hmm. it's a, the 混合, oh, no, that's not the right word. The
混成。
混成。
也是混合的意思。
Okay, the, like a blend.、
Mm-hmm.
So 这个混成词、就是宅度假。So in English, some examples would be,、I like this word, hangry. A lot of people like to say it, which is a combination of hungry and angry. So that's a portmanteau or a 混成词。Can you also make that fourth tone as in 混成？
对，都有人说的，比如说混合、
mm-hmm.
混合，可以的，这两个讲法是可以的。
Okay.
混成、混成。可以的。
Okay, so now we're going to talk about what people might be doing on a staycation.、
Mm-hmm.
So for example, 有可能要去附近的旅游景点。
是。
Okay, and 刚开始我们课文讲的是当地的旅游景点。And then we changed it to 附近。Now in English, it makes sense to say, oh, we're going to go visit some local sites, some local、mm-hmm. destinations. But you're explaining to me why we should change that to 附近、
mm-hmm.
instead of 当地. So can you explain like why that is?
附近的话那真的就是你的 neighborhood, 或者是说一个小时开车、
mm-hmm.
两个小时开车可以到距离就是附近。那当地的话就有一种没有出国都是叫当地。
Right, as long as it's in your own country, that's local.
所以说、uh-huh. 比如说你在 New York City, 你没有出国到 California, 也是叫当地的旅行。
Right, okay, so in Chinese concept, that is local. But in our concept, local generally means just what's kind of 附近, what's close to you. So it's more accurate to say 附近 in Chinese also.
是
okay, so we might go see some, you know, 景点,
对, 景点
scenic spots. What is the next thing we might do?
游泳馆，还有一些进行骑马、彩蛋射击游戏。
Okay, let's talk about some of those. 游泳馆，我们有可能要去，right? Because
对，
馆 is the place where
是
the swimming pool is,
，yeah，
right? So we might go to a swimming pool. It seems interesting to me to say 进行骑马。Can I just say 去骑马？Go to ride a horse?
也可以进行骑马，进行就有一点比较正式的讲法，
Right, it's like to undertake, right? To
对，
undertake horse riding
对。
seems a little strange, but maybe that's just the way I think of it.
Yeah，进行一些活动，比如说像骑马啊、彩蛋射击啊，这些都是一些活动，所以你就会讲进行这些活动，进行骑马、彩蛋射击游戏。
Okay, so let's talk about 彩蛋射击游戏。Did I get the tones on that
是，
right?
没错，
才 third tone。
三声，对，
Okay, 蛋
四声，
，OK，射击，Is that right? So that means，
射击。四声、二声，
哦，
射四声，击二声。
射击游戏 is game。All right, looking at those words individually, 才 is colorful, 蛋 is a bullet,
对，
colorful bullets. 射击 is like
shooting，
an attack, okay, a shooting 游戏 game.
游戏 game，
So paintball, that's exactly what's happening, right? People, they're shooting
exactly，
at each other with, paintballs. Is this popular in China? I don't think I saw it, although I was never looking for it.
在台湾不是那么的流行，对，
Okay.
但是还是可以找得到。
哦，Okay. 那你有没有玩过？
没有玩过，看过别人玩过。
对，我也没有。还有，我们可以去践行。
对，
Okay, go hiking. This word 健行，so is it 健康的健？Is it that word？
对，健康的健，
Okay.
行走的行。
Okay, so like to move, basically, isn't it? 行走。
To walk,
To walk.
walk around.
So is that a common word for hiking?
对，是很 common 的 word，
健
就是
行。
通常是指说一个非常大自然的地方，比如说是在一个树林里面，或者一个健康的一个森林公园里面去，然后你就是搭车到那里去，或停车在那里以后，你就下来用走的。然后可能会经过一些山呐、一些水呀、很漂亮的地方，然后你可能会走个1个小时、2个小时这样子。
Okay.
对，然后你就背着一个背包，然后里面有可能放一些水、吃的东西，然后你就跟着你的家人或是你的朋友，然后在里面用走的，然后去看看大自然的风光。
Okay, and the reason why I ask is because I think when I was in China, I didn't use that word or I had never really learned that word, but people said Pashan quite frequently.
对，也可以说是爬山的意思，但
To mean
是有时候
hiking.
不一定有山。
Right. I've always wondered
对，
that if there's no mountain involved, can you still say Pashan?
你也可以说健行，就是可能会讲的是健行。
Jianxing is 比较, can I say, 广泛一点。
对，就不一定会有山，可能是只有水，
Right.
只能有小溪、有河
Like
流地方。
nature,
对，
大自
就是很
然。
大自然的地方。
Okay. Okay, so we can also 参观博物馆, so we can go to a museum. 参观 gives the idea of touring around, maybe looking at different exhibits. 参
对，通
观。
常参观都会是在讲去到一个 museum 的地方，你就会讲参观。但如果只是随便看一看，比如说你到那种市场 market 随便看一看的话，你就不会用参观，你就可能会说我去市场走走走一走看一看，就是比较休闲这样子。那参观通常就是有一种 educational 的意思，
Okay, that makes sense. 能不能参观一个动物园
动物园可以说参观动物园，对，它
？Okay.
通常都是比较有一点 educational 的 purpose。
Okay, makes sense. So we can do that, or we can 去尝试不同餐厅。就是尝试他们的各国美
去
食。
吃好吃的料理，因为不能出国嘛，然后也不能够去另外其他的地方，去餐厅各种不同的餐厅去享受各种的美食，这是宅经济最有趣的地方。因为这食物的关系，哎，你会感觉到说，好像啊，我好像去了欧洲希腊， 去吃了希腊餐，就会去想象或者是从食物当中去品尝希腊这个国家的风情。
Experience the world through your taste buds, rather than through actually going to that place.
是。
Okay, so I think one reason why Jaidujia has become more popular these days is because just finances, right? You know, 人手里的钱并不多。
预算很紧的。
预算。
对，尤其现在也是因为 inflation high inflation, 通货膨胀。刚好这个我们要录的这段期间也是属于就是比较通货膨胀比较高的时候。
Right.
所以呢大家的预算都非常有限。
Right.
对，那所以这个宅经宅度假是更加流行，
对，是需要的，
需要的，
没办法，
而且大家也觉得，哎，这样也蛮有意思的，
yeah.
是一个小小的旅行，
对，就是。Well, then there was also in this, you know, article, they're talking about the financial crisis, which happened in 2007, and that's according to this writer, they're saying that this is when 宅度假 became a thing, right around that time. So, 2007年到2010年。金融危机，
对，金融危机
All right.
就是那个 global financial crisis、
okay.
然后那是一个很大的一个危机、而且持续了将近四年才整个恢复、整个复苏，有很多人也就是在这四年当中可能就是没有工作啊，或者是说必须被迫要卖掉房子啊、
right.
然后那个预算非常的紧，
Right, exactly. So, 宅度假在美国流行起来。So maybe it started here. I don't know if anybody's sure, but according to this material that we have, it says that it started in America. 在2009年又有英镑疲软。Okay, so that's an interesting word. 英镑, of course, is the English pound or the British pound. And then 疲软。
对,疲软就是有一种，特别是在讲这种货币上面，它因为贬值的关系，所以英镑贬值，然后你就会说它疲软，这是特别是在讲货币或者是金融方面的。
Okay.
但如果说你要讲身体上面的 weak, 你就会讲疲劳、
okay.
不会讲疲软的。
Right, so 疲软 is just like an economic word.
对。
But it's not used for, like, if you're feeling tired, you're going to say, 我真的很疲软。
不会这样讲，你会说、okay. 哦，我真的很疲劳。
Okay. All right, so the British pound weakened around 2009. 导致, so resulting in, right, 英国人到海外旅游的花销增加, so,
花费增加。
Okay. 花费增加, so 花费 is like their expenses for traveling overseas increased.
对。
So then they also started doing 宅度假。
是。
Okay. And then finally in China, it kind of caught on there, would you say maybe around the same time or maybe closer to the pandemic times?
我想应该是中国一直以来都没有这种经济上太多的问题，一直到最近、就是2020年的时候、COVID 开始，因为有很多的这些 quarantine 啊，然后有很多的这些、必须要防疫的问题，所以大家其实也没有办法就是说到太远的地方去、或者是甚至2020年开始这个病的时候也是没办法出国的，因为出国就是有一个那个要 quarantine 防疫的问题、所以其实宅度假更加的流行
Right.
从2020年开始
Yeah, kind of like a way to adapt to their situation
对
Right, okay. But you know, also maybe slightly before that, if they were staying at home for vacations, it was 因为他们的预算 Right,、their budget just didn't allowgoing to other places、or at least you know maybe it allowed it but they're like I don't want to spend money for that so yeah just to be a little bit more careful with my money I'm going to stay home so 预算和时间限制
是
yeah so everybody has time limitations as、well as sometimes budget limitations too so 宅度假成为大部分人的新选择in the English translation, it says staycation is the only choice for most people due to certain things, but it didn't seem right to say that in Chinese, right?
对。
Why is that?
它 在英文里面是讲说 the only choice， 可是其实这个就听起来在中文里面就是意思是说唯一的选择
，right？
但是其实它没有什么东西是唯一的，
mm-hmm.
只是就是要讲的意思是说一种另外的选择
，right？
新的另外的选择
，right？ Or maybe even the best choice，
对，而且在这个另外的选择当中，它是最好的。The best,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what it means in English, too. We sort of read that knowing it's not the only choice,、
mm-hmm.
it's just the best choice.
The best,、mm-hmm. 对。最后，随着大家对于休闲的方式有更多不同的想法，宅度假的概念在中国也流行起来。
Okay, so 随着 so with all of these changes, right?
对。
Mm-hmm. 休闲我说的对吗 so
休
first tone second
first,
tone 休is
闲是二声
okay second tone 休闲 together means like leisurely like the leisure time、
mm-hmm.
right but 休 is like 休息 like rest、
uh-huh.
okay
闲有一种意思就是很 relaxing
okay yeah
意思
makes sense sowith people's concept of relaxation 方式 right? Like、mm-hmm. the methods of relaxation with that kind of changing a bit.
Right.
宅度假 has become more of a popular trend in China.
是。
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
好不容易迎来假期，最烦心的就是把车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口，或是挤在人潮涌动的景区，什么也没看到，还必须忍受抢票上的困难。受够了抢票难、坐车人挤人、景区人看人的集体度假模式，如今宅度假的方式成为旅行的时尚新选择。宅度假是由 stay 和 vacation 组成的混合词，意思是在家或家附近度假，有些人可能会去附近的旅游景点、游泳馆，或选择骑马、彩蛋射击游戏、远足或参观博物馆等有趣的活动。在宅度假期间，大家更会尝试不同的餐厅，享受各国美食。2007年到2010年金融危机期间，宅度假在美国流行起来。2009年。由于英镑疲软，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。由于度假期间容易遇到交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间的限制，宅度假成为大部分人的新选择。随着大家对休闲的方式有更多不同的想法，宅度假的概念在中国也流行起来。
Okay, so now it's time for Catch My Drift, which is the part of the show where we take our vocabulary words and we mix them around into a new dialogue to see if everybody can basically catch our drift. So here we go.
劳动节马上就要到了，你打算去哪儿度假呀？
每个景点都是人潮涌动，想想就心累。再说到哪儿去都得抢票，好不容易抢到了，累得都没心情玩了。
完全同意，今年五一我也打算宅在家里吃吃喝喝，
但是好像只待在家里吃饭睡觉也太无聊了。你有没有听过现在的一种时尚度假方式，宅度假？
没听说过。
难道我们有代沟了吗？
宅度假就是说不去太远的地方旅游，而是在家附近的地方玩，甚至安排个一日游什么的，预算也很美丽哦。
我老公一定会觉得这是个很不错的主意，他最喜欢省钱了。那你打算怎么宅度假呢？
我觉得徒步、骑马或者彩蛋射击都可以考虑。
这些活动我也都喜欢。
要不然我们来个集体宅度假吧。
一言为定。
Okay, so Betty, I should just ask you, what do you think about 宅度假? Do you think that it is here to stay, basically, that people are going to continue with home vacations or staycations? Or do you think that I don't know. We're all kind of tired of staying at home now, especially after the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So forget staycations. We're just going to start going places now.
非常有可能的是宅度假还有非宅度假这两种方式呢，每个人都可能会去尝试，然后你可能会混合这两种方式。
Mm-hmm.
在比如说今年我宅度假，而可能明年我就不宅度假，我可能去比较远的地方。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
会用这样子混在一起的方式，混合的方式去发掘更多好玩的地方、
mm-hmm.
然后去尝试更多不同新鲜的事情。
对，
这是我的看法。
Yeah, and you know, I think that 宅度假它也有它自己的，
有它的优点，
优点，
对、okay. 也有它的缺点。
Right,
它的缺点可能就是啊，就是可能玩了一年一次两次了，你就会觉得没有什么新鲜好玩。
Right, exactly. But, you know, sometimes if you had never done a staycation before, but now you're doing it, it gives you a chance to kind of like discover places around you、mm-hmm. that you can't visit when you're working or when you're otherwise busy. And then when you have people come visit you, like visitors that come in town, you can take them to those places, right?
Right.
So,
对
yeah,
是的
there are some benefits to 宅度假、
mm-hmm.
as well. All right, well, let's take a moment and...put in our pronunciation section. And this is actually one of my favorite parts of the show because it breaks down these, especially some of the big sentences, word by word, and gives us a chance to like repeat after the speaker. And then the sentence is put together and then we get to practice saying the whole thing. So it's great for like exercising your Chinese muscles a little bit. So here we go, pronunciation time.
Pronunciation training.Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
好不容易。假期。迎来假期。好不容易迎来假期。车子刚开出小区。最烦心的就是，最烦心的就是车子刚开出小区，堵在家门口，就被堵在家门口，最烦心的就是车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口。好不容易迎来假期。好不容易迎来假期，最烦心的就是车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口。
马上就要五一长假了，听说你哪里也不打算去，家里有什么事吗？
好不容易迎来假期，最烦心的就是车子刚开出小区就被堵在家门口。
景区人潮涌动，人潮涌动的景区，挤在人潮涌动的景区，什么也没看到，或是挤在人潮涌动的景区。什么也没看到。抢票，必须抢票，还必须忍受抢票， 困难，还必须忍受抢票上的困难。或是挤在人潮涌动的景区，什么也没看到，还必须忍受抢票上的困难。
混成词，组成的混成词是由宅和度假，是由宅和度假组成的混成词。宅度假是由宅和度假组成的混成词。在家或家附近，度假，在家或家附近度假。意思指在家或家附近度假。宅度假是由宅和度假组成的混成词，意思指在家或家附近度假。
宅度假是什么意思？从来没听说过啊。
宅度假是由宅和度假组成的混成词，意思指在家或家附近度假。
彩蛋射击，彩蛋射击游戏。骑马，进行骑马。游泳馆，游泳馆或进行骑马。践行，游泳馆或进行骑马，彩蛋射击游戏，践行。博物馆，参观博物馆，或参观博物馆等有趣的活动。旅游景点，附近的旅游景点。有些人可能会去。有些人可能会去附近的旅游点。游泳馆或进行骑马，践行。或参观博物馆等有趣的活动。有些人可能会去附近的旅游景点、游泳馆或进行骑马、彩蛋射击游戏、践行或参观博物馆等有趣的活动。
宅度假的时候，大家一般会做一些什么？
有些人可能会去附近的旅游景点、游泳馆或进行骑马、彩蛋射击游戏、践行或参观博物馆等有趣的活动。
趋势，成了一种新趋势，在英国也成了一种新趋势。 宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。疲软，英镑疲软。由于英镑疲软，在2009年，由于英镑疲软，花费增加，旅游的花费增加，海外旅游的花费增加，导致海外旅游的花费增加，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。在2009年，由于英镑疲软，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。
宅度假怎么会在英国流行起来的？
在2009年，由于英镑疲软，导致英国人到海外旅游的花费增加，宅度假在英国也成了一种新趋势。
时间的限制，个人预算和时间的限制，交通堵塞，容易交通堵塞，度假期间容易交通堵塞，由于度假期间容易交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间限制，由于度假期间容易交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间的限制，新选择，大部分人的新选择，宅度假成为大部分人的新选择，由于度假期间容易交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间的限制，宅度假成为大部分人的新选择。
有哪些因素使宅度假越来越受欢迎？
由于度假期间容易交通堵塞，以及个人预算和时间的限制，宅度假成为大部分人的新选择。
All right, so that's it for our show today. I hope you guys learned a lot about 宅度假. A special thanks to Betty for guest hosting with me, and also my dear friend Kappa, who provided the voiceover for our episode today. Some of you may recognize his voice from previous episodes that he hosted with me a while ago. This time, he lent us his awesome bass voice for the reading of our staycation article, as well as voice acting for the Catch My Drift dialogue. So a heartfelt thanks for that. And I hope that maybe on your next staycation, you spend it kicking back, listening to our podcast, and learning some Chinese. So until next time, 再见.
再见.